In the gospel we have just heard, we're presented with Jesus telling Pontius Pilate that his kingdom is not of this world, and that he is a king, born to this world to testify to the truth. Then we heard in our first reading that his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and it will never be taken away. This is the great promise of our faith, of our hope. You know, what we're living for. Living for truth. Living in truth. That in conforming our lives to Christ's example, we may inherit his everlasting kingdom. Each of us wants to enter into the blessings of his kingdom, the kingdom that he has prepared for each of us. And this is what it means to believe that Jesus Christ is our King. He is the Lord of the world. He is the Lord of history. He's our Creator. Through him all things were made. He reflects God's glory and upholds the universe by his word. And he wants to share his kingship with us. He exercises being king by drawing all men to himself through his death and his resurrection. He has made us into a kingdom that we will inherit when we live in his truth. Christ shares his royal office with us, with the people of God. Christ, our King, has a deep love for his people. And he must rule in our hearts and in our souls, but he doesn't rule like any ordinary human being. Jesus Christ must rule in our hearts and in our whole souls, but again, he doesn't rule like an ordinary human being or an ordinary human king. He does not rule by force or by an army. Christ, King and Lord of the universe, made himself servant of all, for he came not to be served, but to serve, and he gave his life as a ransom for many. For us, for Christians, to reign is to serve Christ. Saint Ambrose said the following, that man is rightly called a king who makes his own body an obedient subject, and by governing himself with suitable rigor, refuses to let his passions breed rebellion in his soul. For he exercises a kind of royal power over himself, and because he knows how to rule his own person as king, so too does he sit as its judge. He will not let himself be imprisoned by sin, are thrown headlong into wickedness. Jesus is a king who loves our freedom. He rules by his love, by his mercy. He wants us to respond with our freedom to his gifts of grace and his invitation to share in his divine life. It is really up to us, each of us, to say yes to Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. So today, let us ask for the grace to offer our hearts to Jesus Christ. And that means that we must place Jesus at the center of our lives. That means that we need to have a strong desire to strive for holiness and a strong intention to do God's will in all things, in everything that we are, in everything that we do. But not only God's will for our individual lives, but we're also to dedicate ourselves to carrying out his intentions for the world. We are bringing to the world the beauty of God's kingdom, and we do this by making Jesus the king of our hearts and the king of our families, of our friendships, and all of our relationships. We do this through the way we live, by sharing our faith in the teachings of the gospel and the teachings of our church. So let us never forget that Jesus Christ is a king, came among us as a servant. He came to serve, not be served. He came to give his life as a ransom for each one of us, and he is a king who died so that we might live. Because in our love for our neighbor, we find Jesus Christ. In our service to our brothers and sisters, we find Jesus Christ. We know the love of God through the love of our neighbor. And Jesus isn't asking us to do anything extraordinary. He doesn't call us to be martyrs. He doesn't call us to do superhuman activities. He asks us to make simple acts of charity and deeds of mercy. We're not necessarily called to be heroes. We are called to be faithful in little ways, in doing little acts of love, serving and not to be served, truly a challenge in our lives. And it's got to be lived in our daily lives, making sure that we try to imitate the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through each little act of love that we make, we increase the total love of God for our world. His kingdom of love grows through our loving words and loving actions. And this is something that we can really do in these simple little acts of mercy that we perform naturally, lovingly, joyfully, freely giving away to every single day of our life. In that way, we allow Jesus to be the king of our hearts. In that way, we show the world that the kingdom of Jesus Christ is a kingdom of love, justice, and peace. So especially today, let's ask for the grace to do this joyfully, because as we live our daily lives and try to respond properly to people and understand them and help them and go out of our way to make life better for others, we do it with the joy of knowing that we're trying to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, let us pray today for the grace to be faithful servants of Jesus Christ, our King. For nothing in our lives should be more important than Jesus Christ, living in his truth, living in his kingdom.